Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning. This is Terry Wickstrom, and it's a beautiful sunny day after a snowstorm. I know there's a lot on everybody's minds, and we're going to cover some of that, what's open, what's not, some of the things that are going on, some outdoor opportunities. But keep in mind, things are changing on a pretty rapid basis. Colorado State Parks will join us at 9:30 right after that break, and they'll give us the most current update on what the status of their facilities and activities are. There's things going on. Rocky Mountain National Park, they closed it. So that's closed to the public now. I don't know if I 100% agree with that, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But I think the thing to do right now is to, follow the guidelines. Everybody, pitch in, practice your social distancing, and we're going to get through this thing and we're going to be fine. We have things that happen all the time, and everything's not going to be perfect, but let's try to stay positive and, enjoy life the best we can, but be as responsible as we can. And this is a great time to follow Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. We will be updating any outdoor closures, activities, restrictions as quickly as we get. Being in the media, we get a lot of news releases. We get a lot of direct calls from these agencies. So we will be doing updating that on our Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. In Illinois, where they've got the total lockdown, in California and New York, a lot of those places are closing parks and public waters, and because they just don't want people out doing anything because they want to try to clamp down on this. We could see that here in Colorado. Right now, that's not the case. By the time I get home today, it might be. So follow us, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, on Facebook, and we will try to keep on top of it for you. And while you're sitting home, go to YouTube. Watch my channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. About half the shows, there's about 130 of our episodes up on our YouTube channel, and about half of them were filmed right here in Colorado. The other half are destinations that when this whole thing clears up, you might want to go or even live vicariously through it. But, it's cheap entertainment. If you got Comcast, all you got to do is hit the microphone and go The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom on YouTube, and they'll all come up. But anyway, speaking of my YouTube channel, let's go right to the phones. Somebody who is prominently featured on my YouTube channel, and I've had the pleasure of fishing with him many, many times, Bernie Keefe. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Terry. I have a little bit of a problem with what you just said. There's no way I'd know how to be responsible.
Well, that's why we're putting the sheriff has put on extra deputies where you live just for that reason. So,
well, luckily for me, social distancing has just been a way of life forever. The only difference I know is I don't go out to dinner once a month.
Yeah, well, social distancing for you has been brought on by the people around you, not by you. So,
and those restraining orders don't mean nothing, Terry.
All right. You know what, Bernie? And it's great to hear you laugh. And you know what? We've got to keep upbeat and be happy and just make the best of life and enjoy, because there's so many things out of our control. It doesn't make sense to just overdwell on it. Let's be happy and enjoy things. And you've always been good at that and spending time with it. But the reason I got you on the phone is with this cold weather, a lot of people's thoughts probably turned again to ice fishing, or maybe the rivers even. And the waters are opening up down here in the metro area in the Front Range. A lot of the boat ramps are open. We'll talk more about that later in the show. But I'll bet there's still some pretty good opportunities up in that Granby area.
I'm kind of surprised today, Terry. It's Saturday morning. I just drove by the lake, and I looked across there. There's not a lot of people out there, and the ice is in incredible shape. There's ATVs walking. You're not going to have a problem with anything, and the fishing is really good. You can go out there and catch a lot of fish. You have to work for the big fish, but if you just want to go relax and catch fish, that fishing is really good on our lakes right now. They were just down on Williams Fork yesterday. Dan and Sam were. They had a guided trip. Dan was telling me they caught 46 fish. It's just that good out there. The rivers are starting to open up. The spillways are fishing incredible. I was down below Shadow Mountain Spillway the other day, and Kokanee and Rainbows, the little rainbows were a pain in the butt. But then you still got Kokanee and a few browns up on the Pump Canal. That's fishing well. Wolford's fishing well. Everything's fishing really, really well. You got to start to be careful with the ice. Like down at Wolford and Williams Fork, you're going to have to start to be careful with that because a couple of warm days and them edges are going to get soft again.
Yeah, I imagine that you have to be, you know, have to be careful anywhere, everywhere this time of the year. But I would think Granby and probably Grand Lake, it's pretty solid. And like you mentioned, ATVs going out on Granby. You know, you said they're catching a lot of those keeper size fish, those 15 to 20 inch fish. And there's, you know, and we talk about though they're little ones, but you know, people fish all over the state for 10 and 12 inch rainbows. And now they go up to up there and catch a whole bunch of those 15 to 20 inchers and keep three or four to take home because that's a great size to harvest. Give us a few tips, maybe, Bernie, on where they might locate those fish right now and a few presentations.
You know, there's a real good bite in that. There's two good bites going out there, 70 to 90 foot near edges on big flats, and then in real deep water like that 150, 200 foot stuff, those fish are going to be suspended about anywhere from 30 to 60 feet. Most of them are going to be 50, 60. And on both those bites, you can use white twisters. You can use tubes. Chartreuse stuff will work. I'm a fan of white over chartreuse, just I don't know why. And, you know, spoons will work right now. Tip them with a small piece of sucker meat. If you're fishing suspended, fish above them. If you're fishing on the bottom, just fish on the bottom. If you're fishing suspended, just keep them away from the fish. They'll get aggressive and attack it. You might have to find out if you got to reel it in or if you just fish it dead, stick it right above them or shake it, what you got to do. But once you get a couple doing that and that suspended bite, that's what they're all doing, and you have a shot for two guys can get 60, 70 fish in a day. It's all about locating that right spot, and that's kind of moves around in the deep water wherever the school moves, which dictates where the mice and shrimps dictate where the schools move. So you just kind of got to look for that and drill a lot of holes. But once you find it, it's a blast.
Well, you know, you mentioned one thing about reeling up, and that's an old technique we used to use when hunting big fish, and it works on smaller fish too. We used to find one big fish on a hump and drop a great big lure to it, and we'd watch on the electronics as it spiraled down or went down. And as soon as one of those lake trout started moving up, we started reeling back up almost as fast as we could, and they would just come shooting up after it. Is that kind of the reaction you're looking for?
It's pretty much so. But with the smaller fish, you don't want to reel too fast. I keep it nice, slow, and steady, and them fish will just come up, and they'll push it to you. Your bite will be lack of weight. But you'll notice it. You'll notice it that first time. You'll go, what was that? And then you'll go, oh, I missed the bite. And then after that, it becomes pretty easy.
Yeah, and when you find those, now what if you are looking for bigger fish there? Any tips on how you just got to spend your time, or is there any particular types of spots you're looking for?
You know, I am moving and moving and moving. The other day, we were out looking for big fish. I had two guys. I bet you I went through 70 holes, looking on humps, looking on flats, looking on edges. Finding the fish isn't a problem. Getting them to bite is a problem. So you just got to keep on looking and keep on looking. And when we did find a group that would bite, we had two 30-inchers or around 30 and a 28. The two 30-inchers were a double. And then the 28 happened right after we let them 30-inchers go. And then that was it. Then we had to go looking for new fish again. So for me, it's just a matter of drilling a gazillion holes out there and looking for that one group of aggressive fish.
Yeah, and you can kind of tell the marks are bigger and thicker. I mean, so you're looking for, there aren't going to be as many fish as when you see the small ones, right? There'll be just maybe 1 to 5, is that what you see, kind of thing? And then they're bigger marks?
Oh, yeah, through the ice, you're just going to see 1 or 2 on your graph at a time. And then the frequency that you see them will kind of give you an idea of how many are out there.
And the smaller ones, do you tend to see a little more groups?
Yeah, you can see sometimes three or four. And once again, it's more the frequency of how often you're seeing them will tell you how much you're there. They're there. Because, you know, if you're constantly seeing one or two on the grass, then you kind of got the feeling that there's a lot down here.
All right. Now, if I don't want to chase the lake trout on Granby, what would be my next best bet? You said that Williams Fork, I assume those were lake trout also?
Those were lake trout. Your next best bet, if you want to ice fish, would be rainbows along the shoreline. That rainbow fishery is real good. We were out there the other day, probably a week or so ago, and we fished for them for a little bit, and I bet you within an hour we had 10. It was real good. You know, that's a couple limits if you're keeping limits. They weren't big, but the action was there. Then you always stand a shot at, if you get a 2.5-3 pounder in Granby, I'd consider that a big one. They always stand a shot at that.
Now, you mentioned also the rivers and the spillways. Were you conventional fishing there or fly fishing?
I was conventional fishing there. I'm not a very good fly fisherman. If I fly fish, that means I don't really care if I catch fish. So, it's true. So I was using my spinning rod, and I was really happy with the bite there. We were fishing ice jigs and bobbers. And like I said, we got so many rainbows, they were a pain in the butt. And then we got some kokanee down there below Shadow Mountain. And they were probably 11, 12 inches long. But there was quite a few of those. And then we got an occasional brown. But the fishing was just straight up very, very consistent.
Now, as we move forward over to the next few weeks, first of all, let's talk. How long do you – I know we don't know. It's very weather-dependent. But how long would you expect that we can have a decent lake trout bite at Granby and access on the ice?
You know, you might be able to get away with mid-April. I always tell everybody, fish till the end of March. You can plan on it. But then every time you come up after that, bring your long rod. Because if the edges are getting soft, then you want to go fish the open water. One thing you got to pay attention right now that's really careful, if you listen to nothing else, listen to this. On the south-facing shorelines, the rocky shorelines, them rocks are absorbing heat. That ice is weak. On any shallow, rocky humps, like 3 to 5 foot areas that have the big rocks underneath them, those are going to be weak spots there. And all along them rocky shorelines is going to be weak. So if you're on an ATV or a snowmobile and you're riding along them shorelines, you're probably going to lose your snowmobile and machine and get wet doing it.
Yeah, so stay more out where the ice is more stable, right? It sounds counterintuitive that you'd want to be in deeper water, but the shallow ice tends to get weak first. When do you look where there will be open water fishing available? You think into April?
I think it's going to be – it's typically the first or second week of May, and I think this year is setting up to be the same thing. You know, we still had 14 degrees this morning. Right now, it's 23 right now at 9 o'clock in the morning. So, I still think it's going to be – it'll be the first week or two of May is my guess. If you pay attention to my Facebook page, when the ice starts to open up, I'll definitely put a lot of pictures up there and a lot of reports up there.
Now, the last thing I want to cover with you is, you know, with all that's going on, a lot of things are changing very rapidly. Has there been any indication of closing any of those waters or areas up there at this time?
No, I haven't heard of anything at all. And hopefully we won't, because fishing is the one thing that you can get out and you can do the social distancing with. It's a way to get out in fresh air. It's a way to feel better, and it's a way to get rid of, you just get out of the house and you feel better about yourself, too. So hopefully they won't close them down. The A&S inspections do scare me, because that's one more link in the chain that we'll have to deal with, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I agree with you that getting outdoors, I hope they don't start shutting stuff down around here, because, fishing is kind of a automatic social distancing. If you're less than 6 feet away from somebody when they're fishing, you're probably getting in a fight anyway. So,
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, there's a point. And if people are responsible, maybe we can avoid that. But if they don't want people leaving their homes, we could run into just all-out closures. And I mentioned to people, I'll keep things updated on my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. And we are going to have parks and wildlife come on at 9:30 today and give us the biggest update. But a lot of our lands in Colorado, like the stuff up there, is national forest, right?
Correct.
So there's different entities. So unless we get a statewide close down, like Rocky Mountain National Park closed down, but that's federal. So, Bernie, be safe. Enjoy the outdoors. And we'll keep in touch with you and what's going on up in the Granby area.
Hey, Terry, you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for letting me be on the radio. Be safe out there. Stay healthy.
We will. Thanks, Bernie. Bernie Keefe, of course, he's always such a great resource for us on the show. You know, that ice fishing, I know a lot of you and the open water mindset, including me, but you can make that last trip to Granby in the next 2-3 weeks. Get on some of those. I probably wouldn't bother to hunt for big fish. If I caught one incidentally, that would be fine. But what I would do is I would find a bunch of those, maybe in the 70-foot range, because that's easier to fish, those 15 to 20. And a lot of times you get a 22 or 24 in with those, and you can just have a blast. And you're going to be out there away from the troubles and what's going on everywhere, and you're going to be socially isolated. So keep that in the back of your mind. We'll take a quick time out. We come back, we'll talk about another interaction that's going on around here, and that's coyotes. And we'll talk about that and so much more on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.